Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Ike, the man is here. Eagles starting quarterback Jalen Hurts joins us live at NovaCare after a grueling day of practice. Jalen, what's up, man?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Looking good.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So Ike, he's wearing his chain. He's got the gold chain on, and he had a nice earring on there. You weren't wearing that during practice, were you?
No, I keep it on. Usually I keep it on. I got the hoop. When I came into the league, in college sometimes I do it. But when I came into the league, my rookie year, I was like, you know, I always loved Michael Jordan. He always rocked the hoop. When I was younger, I got both of my ears pierced, but I was like, I'm going to just go to the one. So got to a point where I just started rocking the one by the chain.
Like
when I was
Jordan.
By the chain when I was in college. When I was in college, my freshman year, first real chain I ever had. And then as I got older, I guess the chain may have gotten bigger. But yeah, man, shout out to Mike right there.
Yeah. Also, as you get older, it's not plated. It's a lot more real gold. Believe me, I know. I know what that's like when you're younger trying to get that startup kit. Man, going into your third year, what was your offseason like this offseason? Getting ready, getting prepared for this season. You're the guy. What was that like for you this offseason?
Yeah, I think I had a really good offseason. It was a very exciting time for me. Opportunity just to put in work, get healthy, put in the work, spend time with my teammates. A lot of quality stuff, you know, and I feel like as a young player, it's like what am I doing to try and get better? What is my routine? You know, so I'm going into my rookie year. I'm like, okay, well, it all happened so fast. You don't have OTAs nor off season, not even a preseason. Going into my second year, you know, I'm going to be the guy. It's like, okay, I'm still trying to figure out that routine. Who do I want to train with? Who do I want to work with? What does that look like for me? And then going into my third year after playing a full season as a starter, you kind of get some feel, but it's still on the front end, you know. So I feel like this offseason, you know, going out to Cali and working with some guys out there, changing my diet up, doing some things to physically be in better shape, cut off some fat. Got measured in at like 8.5 body fat, something like that. So,
okay.
I mean, it all matters, you know, and then obviously getting with Smitty, getting with AJ, spending that time, having time here with OTAs and really hammering our work and our details and what we want to do. So I think as a unison, it was all great.
You brought up AJ. He was the most exciting acquisition this offseason. There have been plenty that have helped this team sort of vault up the rankings in the eyes of a lot of people on the outside. And you and AJ have a long-lasting relationship and friendship, a brotherhood. Talk a little bit about, you know, getting him here, having him here with you all's relationship, the rapport, the chemistry that's there. How big was that this offseason acquiring a guy like him?
Yeah, it was exciting. You know, it was something that I've been pushing for, you know, for a while, and it ended up happening. So we were all excited about that, you know, and it's for us, for, you know, me and AJ, it's like, well, he's the first person that I'll call. I'm the first person he calls, and he's the first person I call after a game, after whatever, just to talk through it, whether it be on the field, off the field. That's just the relationship we have. So to say that, you know, times like this, we talked about, well, we go out here and play on the same field and play for one another. it means that much more. It means that much more, you know. So I'm excited, and we're all excited to see him kind of gelling in the way he is now, being in OTAs and fall camp now starting up. So he's been a great impact for our team in just a short time as a leader, as an example. And I know that everybody is going to be kind of – their bar is going to raise in terms of how he pushes the people around him. So it's been great for us.
Get some weapons now, Jalen. So A.J., Devontae, Dallas Goedert, a bunch of very good running backs that can rotate in and out. We know Miles is looking to get more carries this year. You have some nice options as your third and fourth wide receiver. How do you feel right now as the quarterback of these guys? And do you think that this is a year that you will take that kind of that next jump from a lot of running last year into a more explosive offense?
Yeah, I think I take it day by day. You know, I take it play by play. I've always felt like we've had great players here. I've always felt like we've had dynamic receivers. I think some things just take time. It takes time. It takes reps. It takes gelling with the coaches. It's just my first time really having the same, you know, quarterback coach, same play caller since my dad in high school when I was 16. And I mean, that in itself, it means a lot, you know. So we go out here when we go practice, and we just try and be efficient. We try and be consistent. You know, we have a lot of great players that make, they're going to make plays with the ball in their hands. So just want to get the ball in their hands, make plays so they can make plays.
You're the starting quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. Right. Ike, do we talk about the quarterback of the Eagles a lot?
Just a little bit.
Do you sense, because we talk about you almost every day. We have to literally take shows off not talking about you so we don't drive everybody crazy talking
about
you.
Well, I can tell you, I don't listen, so no disrespect.
But and that's why I like you, because you don't listen to it. But how much do you sense how much in Philadelphia we pay attention to what you guys are doing, especially you?
You know, it's a big thing in the city, and I love that and I respect that. I respect it a lot because it shows great passion, but it's not foreign to me. Ever since I was 17, when I went to Alabama, it was when I got on campus, it was who's going to be the starting quarterback for the Crimson Tide. Nobody expected the kid from Houston with the long dreadlocks to take over, and that's exactly what I did. So it's always been all eyes on me. It's always been that way, and that's something that I embrace. And I think as I've gotten older, as I've experienced more in different areas, whether it be Alabama, same thing in Oklahoma, is he going to win the Heisman? Is he going to win the Natty? This is what he's used to. Is he going to do it? It's been different experiences in different places, you know, and I've always handled it all with humility and taking the approach of it's day by day. I respect this grind. I respect the process, and I respect what it takes to be great. And that's something that I have a desire of doing for this team. So it's a collective group. It's collective work. Work has to be put in together, you know, and that's what I love about this team, these guys and these coaches, and having time spent with the coaches, because he preaches, Coach Sirianni preaches connecting. He preaches competing, accountability, all like that. That all matters, you know. That all matters. So. We just take it day by day, man. That's something that I've preached to my teammates, coach. Coach walked by me, say, great period, great stuff. You look, you know, nice decisions. I say, coach, day by day. I tell them day by day, and that's the mindset that we have as a football team. So it's a day by day thing for us. We want to take steps every day and continue to climb, so we can be the best football team we can be when it's time to be that.
There's a lot of expectations on the team this year, Jalen. Last year, I thought expectations were sort of realistic and reasonable, and I thought you guys sort of surpassed a lot of the outsiders' expectations, not from within the building. I know you guys always have high expectations, but now those high expectations are coming from the outside as well. A lot of predictions, a lot of so-called experts predicting you guys are going to win the NFC East. I'm saying all this to say, they also preface that by saying the team will go as far as the quarterback takes them. Mm-hmm. So someone says that, you hear that. How do you interpret that, and what's your response to this team can be as good as the quarterback will allow them to be?
Yeah, I think for me, a wise old man always told me, he said, don't allow external factors to change the way you think, to change your standard, to change how you approach something. And that man is Coach Saban. Never let an external factor change how you think, how you approach something. And I think for us, our standard is really the only thing that matters. I keep the rat poison away, good and bad. You know, I don't ride waves. I don't listen to expectations of people. There's only one expectation, and that's mine. And that's to go out there and get better every day, be a better leader than I was the day before, and pull somebody with me. So I know. Simply put, everybody in their opinions don't deposit at the bank, and that's a good opinion, and that's a doubtful opinion. I've seen it all, and at this point, the only thing that matters is the people here, the guys that I work with all the time, tirelessly, and we just take it day by day, man. Take it day by day, because I tell you what, like, as I matured, I just become so grateful for the opportunity that I have, and appreciative of that, you know, and then I always give the glory to God and everything that I do, and I never lose sight of what it's about. So go out there and rock out for him, you know what I mean? So, but it's great.
When you look at your game, right, going into your third year, we all set goals, right, in the offseason, things we want to get better on. What's something that you set for yourself this offseason that you want to improve on going into this season?
Yeah, I think process and stuff, seeing it and being consistent in that. You know, I think there are games where I played at a really high level last year, and then there are games where, you know, it wasn't the same guy from the week before. And I think, simply put, it's consistency. I think being consistent will make things elite around here, make me elite. It'll make this offense elite. And that's on all levels. That's at every position. So we want to be consistent from the coaching staff. We want to be consistent from my standpoint, running back standpoint, receiver standpoint, getting open, catching the ball, blocking up front. Consistency is key in this league.
Jalen, do you have a – I know you stay very even keel. You say you don't pay attention to the good or the bad. As far as expectations for the team, I mean, are you guys at a point where you're looking to surpass what you did last year? I don't know if you want to put expectations on the season or not, but I mean, are you guys contenders in the NFC?
I don't think expectation is not the word for me. I know when we went, was it 4-11 or 4-11-1? I know what I had planned to do, and that was to be better than that, and that's something that we did. So obviously, every year you want to take a step, and I think naturally, you take a step through maturation. So we want to take it day by day. I'm always gonna go back to that. Take it day by day, and try and be better than we were the day before. And that applies to everything that we do.
Mm. So you're in year three. You're a second round draft pick. So you have a 4-year contract. Do you realize how big of a year this could be for you, just for your future in the NFL? If you come out this year and you have an unbelievable season, the likelihood is you get extended, you get a big contract, you see what these guys are making out there. Like, do you think about that? Does that motivate you? Or do you feel any added pressure from, like, this is such a big season for you?
Hey, no external factors. I know it's out there. I don't pay attention to it. I don't drain myself worrying about those types of things. I just take it day by day. Everything all handles itself out in the end. It always does. And it always has for me my whole entire career. So I ain't day by day.
Yeah, you got something special about you, Ike. I mean, he just – every question is – I mean, you have the right answer. It sounds genuine. You're a good dude. I mean, fans love you.
It's the real, though, you know. It's the real. God only made me one way, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be that, you know, and that's who I am. At the end of the day, man, I just want to win games for the city. I want to win games for this team because I know what we put into this. I know what we put into this. We put a lot into this. So – we take it day by day. Everything will happen the way it's supposed to.
All right. How much you squatting heading into the season? We know. Listen, I've seen the videos. Obviously, I'm not in the best shape in the world. Ike looks like he could still play.
No, I can't.
But how much you squatting? 700, 800?
Look, it might look like he'll go out there and play strong safety or something.
Yeah, you know? That's where I'm supposed to be at, a safety. Yep, exactly.
I still get it in. You know, in my off season, I kind of do a lot of power stuff. Then I'll do kind of explosive stuff. But then I get to a point before I come to fall camp where I'm loading up. You know, I'm loading up. I'm lifting big weight just so my body has seen it and felt this type of force. So I got 600 on my back on the squat rack. 600 pull for a few reps. So it's all for the prime. It's like a primer. But you know, yeah, people kind of laugh when I tell them I used to. I probably could do more, but I never have. There's no point.
We don't want you to get hurt.
Yeah, yes. For sure. Yeah, I was doing that when I was 15. You know,
oh, so wow.
It's cool.
Man, between Donovan and Jalen, between these two guys.
Yeah,
like,
two of the stronger quarterbacks, especially. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about that lower body.
Donovan he's thick, though, you know. He's thick.
Still thick.
So and we appreciate the time, Jalen. We have Donovan on for a weekly. He's a weekly guest the day after the game. He's talked about you, and he obviously really likes you, and it seems like you have some type of a relationship. Is he somebody that you've remained in contact with, and has he helped you kind of – you know, navigate the process of being the starter here in Philly?
Man, all the greats that have come through, Mike Vick, Randall Cunningham, Five, I've been in contact with all of those guys. And seeing the things that they've done, I mean, seeing their highlights, seeing their jerseys hanging up, seeing all that, like, that's awesome. You know what I mean? Being able to throw their jersey on just to walk into a game or to whatever, like, that's love, you know what I mean? And I really appreciate the precedent that they've set, and not just for Philly, but the whole entire league. You know, you talk about dual threat guys, like, those are three premier guys. You know, Randall Cunningham's probably the first of his, mm-hmm. you know, the first of its kind, you know. So I love it. I always watch those guys. I appreciate those guys as they continue to give me advice as I grow. So it's all appreciated for sure, and I appreciate the relationships I have with them.
All right, there you have it. You mentioned MJ, so I got to end with this. Is LeBron, where does he fall in your top five NBA players? Ike, do you have LeBron at one?
He's like five.
I feel like Michael Jordan is like the core of everybody. Like, I feel like he's the foundation, you know. I feel like he laid the foundation for a lot of people behind us.
But guys your age want to put LeBron one, even though old sages like Ike and I know that it's MJ and then it's Kobe. And LeBron's probably there.
I like Kobe up there right after MJ. That mentality is different, you know. I love that mentality. It's a dog mentality. It's a,
not like LeBron's.
That's all you needed. That's all you need to hear right there.
I love LeBron, though. I'm not saying that. I love LeBron.
Yeah, but he did say Kobe over LeBron. Yeah. He did say that. Yeah, we agree on that. We agree.
Jalen, thanks.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate
Good luck
it.
This season.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.